you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little hair after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However the hell you're receiving us, in whatever capacity and setting and time and space, we appreciate the crapola out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging e-turds at the right. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, guys? Holy crapoli.
What's going on, everybody? Tweet us during the show if you like this lovely Tuesday at Crab
lovely.
Diving. One word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where I fell into a troll trap, I think, today. But, you know, it was a little fun.
What happened? What was the story?
You're just dealing. I don't remember which one it was, but it was a Hillary derangement syndrome sufferer. Who,
oh, perfect.
All they seem to be doing now is spewing forth. You could put up, it's really cloudy today.
Oh, yeah. What about Killary?
Vince Foster.
Still.
Vince Foster.
I mean, this shit is still going on. So obviously these are paid trolls.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reasonable human on the planet that would connect. Hey, Trump is picking a shitty secretary of insert blank, HUD.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, in response to that message, you scream, well, Hillary.
Yeah.
So obviously that's some sort of retarded paid troll.
Yes.
I shouldn't say retarded.
No. Waiting for you to die, troll.
It's very
that's what we're doing.
Un-PC of me.
Yeah.
Like I said, shoot us a message on our Facebook and everything. And hey, we don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements, really. So
advertisements
can help us out by buying your shit from Amazon if you're going to buy it online and go through our Amazon hole.
That's right.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy there, we get a little tickle, a little nibble. Our beak's a tiny bit wet, and it doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
By the way, if Boeing happens to be listening and you need to buy anything for Air Force One through Amazon, please do it through our Crab Diving portal. We know you're busy building a new plane for the Trump.
Right. What's going on with that?
I don't know. Donald and Boeing are in a little Twitter fight. Donald thinks Boeing's spending way too much on Air Force One. And I think the real story is he just doesn't understand how complex that plane is. It's basically a White House with wings. And he doesn't get it.
Well, he lied about the number too, I believe is also the story.
Oh, is it?
If I can find it here, and I had it in the spreadsheet. Opening everything, ladies and gentlemen, on the equipment here. Maybe I should just start up the headlines while this
This
is taking a while to
open
for some reason.
Oh, shit. It's our shitty fucking internet. By the way, in Europe, they don't have this problem. You know why? Because their internet is the tits, and ours is the shit.
Right.
Because of corporate right-wing media. Hey, by the way, I just want to take a moment to congratulate the GOP, and finally, you know, there's something nice about Trump taking their party and just fucking it right in the ass. I'm kind of enjoying that.
Yeah, except we're getting hit with Santorum.
Yeah, it's not fair. It sucks. But, you know.
It was a cheap shot at Rick Santorum, but what the hell?
He has it coming.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, December the 6th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post, the headline be over there as soon as it opens here on the crab diving equipment from Soviet Russia back in 1972. Government, it's kind of funny over at the Huff Post, says government braces for Hurricane Trump.
Oh, yes.
There's a, wow, he's not going to like that picture. It's a little double chinny looking angry face Trump. On the cover of the HuffPo, and it says the government is bracing for Hurricane Trump. It leads to a story, the last line of defense. Federal bureaucrats are waiting nervously for Donald Trump, it says.
We're all nervous, motherfuckers.
President-elect, this is a HuffPo story written by Jessica Schulberg and Amanda Turkle.
Oh, really?
Foreign affairs reporter and senior political reporter, respectively.
Oh, fancy.
President-elect Donald Trump has promised to crack down on undocumented immigration, rebuild the country's infrastructure,
crack.
And dramatically reform veterans' health services. But in order to do any of that, he will need the help of the millions of federal workers around the country who keep the government running, and many of them are not excited about the agenda of the new boss.
Oh, shit.
These are the civil servants who have federal job protections.
Not so civil, are they?
That make it hard for any president to just, like, toss them out like any creepy junta regime would. That's why we do that. There are people that are appointed that you're there until you lose the job or until you drop dead. And
you said like any junta regime would. Are we that regime?
Well, who knows what's coming in, but Trump... Wasn't it during the primary? He one of the things we got all verklempt about was that he said something to the effect of, I wish I could get rid of everybody.
Jeez, that makes me nervous.
Like, judges. Like, why can't a new president just put in 9 Supreme Court justices?
You know what? I think our experiences as Cubs fans in the past should sort of speak to what he's saying. Because I remember in the late 90s, even the early 2000s, there were many times I was like, why can't we just get all new players?
Right.
But you can't because there
aren't... Rebuilding year.
There aren't any new players to be had because these are the players we're stuck with. So, I mean, Trump wants to replace everybody. With who? He can't even fill his own fucking cabinet without looms.
Right, it's whoever licked his starfish during the goddamn primary is he's putting it... No matter what they...
That guy that held the door open for me on the elevator at Trump Tower has been really nice. I'm going to make him Secretary of Energy.
Yeah, I read some blog somewhere that the Trumpalos that supported him, all the Republicans that stood by him in the fucking election, they're all out to get revenge upon those that did not now. Now that's starting within the GOP.
Go.
And that is the part that I think, are we allowed to enjoy that part at the very least? Can we?
Well, kind of, but when
until
they're done with
us.
Them, yeah, yeah, when they're done with them, it's going to come for every other sane person that's out there. You think the screaming liberals are going to be...
No. Oh, no. I am...
Immune?
Fuck no. Of course not. I have accepted the fact that we're getting fucked.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Believe me, I understand that. I understand we're going to get eaten.
And not... and right through the safe word.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm good. As we're burning at the stake, I'm going to look over at Mitch the bitch and Paul Ryan and all those other fucking cunts of the GOP. I'm going to enjoy watching those motherfuckers burn.
Yeah, they might go first.
Good,
because they're the disloyal.
Yes,
members of the same party.
We get to watch.
I think they almost hate them worse than they hate us.
Yeah,
Maybe. I don't know. It's a toss-up.
There's so much hate.
So that's the headline over the HuffPo. Let's, speaking of hate, let's try to fill our brains with it and see how you think or don't think there. God, where'd they get this picture? Somebody photoshopped a picture of Angela Merkel wearing a burqa. Wearing a burqa.
Don't they really just have to Photoshop in the little slit where her eyes are?
Okay, so this is a hijab then, not a burqa, because you can see her face, but you can't.
Noted.
You can't just see the eyes. You know, there's some that have like a, they even have like black gauze. You don't even, there's not even an eye hole. It's like a just a gauzier material over the eyes.
You know, in a way, I mean, I don't want to wear a burqa, I guess, but the nice thing is, it's like you go out in public, you're in your own little room.
You don't have to talk to people.
No, you,
because well, nobody knows who you are.
Well, you're not even allowed to. Someone will throw rocks at you right. and toss you off a building.
They're thrilled, apparently, over the Drudge Report because Angela Merkel is calling for a ban on burqas.
Damn!
The German Chancellor
Nine!
Made an announcement at a party conference having recently declared she will stand for re-election. As we talked about yesterday, go to grabdiving.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and hey, be kind enough to leave us a good review and lots of thumbs up and stars and shit.
Thumbs us up!
But we talked about how the WikiLeaks.
Oh, yes.
And that apparently weaselly Julian Assange, who is not really into democracy as much as he is into helping out whoever is going to get his ass out of the, I don't know what, Ecuadorian, Colombian, Uruguayan, wherever the fuck he is,
embassy
in London.
What does he want to leave that nice? Oh, that's right. He's in London.
He's trapped.
Not actually in Ecuador. I keep forgetting that.
No, they said they'd probably allow him to stay in Ecuador, but what are they going to do? Put him in a trash bag and send him out with the laundry shit? I'm sure that all that stuff is inspected.
Right.
Because the Brits were spending, I remember, I think it's less now, but they were spending millions of pounds. I remember reading about that. And they weren't really happy that Scotland Yard was spending so much money on 24/7 police surveillance on that fucking embassy so that Assange didn't put on a wig and say, excuse me, I'm leaving.
He's going to make a run for it.
So the British were like, why the fuck are we paying for basically the United States' witch hunt of this guy?
I know not.
I used to be kind of sympathetic of Assange, but after this bullshit with the profoundly one-sided WikiLeaks. I almost would have been okay with it if we had been seeing equal breaches and emails spilling out from the RNC. Then I would say, well, this is transparency. This is what everybody wants to see. But there's none that whatsoever.
Had he done that, that would have canceled each other out and it would have made him irrelevant.
Well, right. And there's no way Hillary Clinton would have, taken the foot off the neck of him. You know I mean? I don't think Clinton was a supporter of Julian Assange. So, whereas Trump will apparently support anyone and anything that
who fucking knows
anyone that licks his balls. It appears that she said that she wants a rule that says you could show your face, you can wear the whole outfit, but that your face should be seen and it's not appropriate. It should be banned.
So, isn't that infringing on someone's religious rights? I mean, isn't it? Don't you want to wear the thing if you want to or not?
Yes. And didn't they try that in France and it didn't go real well? They stopped really quickly?
Well, the argument was, what's the difference between a burqa and a beanie with a really long sun visor?
Right, or...
or a beret, not a beanie.
What if it's cold out?
I fucked my joke up. oh, yes.
What if it's cold out and you're wearing shit, I went to school in Wisconsin.
Yes.
I looked like Kenny from South Park for several years straight during the winters.
Or what if you're a Klans person?
Right, and you're just wanting to express my First Amendment right to hate Negroes.
Klans person. You got to say that instead of Klansman to be PC, I guess.
That's right. A lot of women under those hoods.
There are, though. There are. I think there are a lot of...
I don't think they get to wear them, do they?
I don't know, but...
I've yet to see a woman in a...
Yeah. I think the person that...
No, I got to Google it.
That made some announcement about the parade, the Klan parade that was supposed to go down in North Carolina, the victory parade for Trump. I think she was a female. I think that's who released the statement about the parade.
Oh, I stand corrected.
Maybe.
All I had to do was Google woman KKK. And there's
a shit ton.
A whole bunch.
Do they get the outfit or not?
Wow, this one. This is an old black and white picture. They really look like witches.
They get to wear the outfit.
They have their... The face part, I don't know, the burqa part of their hood rolled up, and you can see their faces, and it really makes the hood look like it's got a wide brim, like a fucking witch's hat, like the sorting hat at Hogwarts.
God. I wonder why, I mean, I don't give a fuck, really, but I wonder where they got the idea for the hoods. I mean, what were they trying to, because it seems like an outfit.
Scare people and hide fuck they were.
Just seems like a really basic costume.
Well, I mean, they didn't have a lot of money in the 1850s, 60s.
Well, I take that back. It's not really 70s, basic when you look at their stupid outfits. We did a show. One time we went through all the pricing for all the different outfits they have, like the Grand Kegel.
For the nice ones,
robe and the Imperial Bazaar fuckface.
For those that have the money to order your KKK garb online.
Oh, yes.
I don't think Amazon has that.
No, I would
send
hope not.
Amazon for a KKK robe.
If that's the case, we're pulling our portal.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah.
Yeah, man.
We do make a little money off of that portal. Thanks for, by the way, participating and helping us out, Screaming Liberal Media. So there you go. Angela Merkel calling for a total ban on the face covering of the burqas.
It is odd that you can ban putting material over someone's face. You know, because like what you said, what if it was the unknown comic and it was a bag?
Right.
I don't know.
They're trying to do that in a bunch of places where I think even here they've tried to pass laws where you can't in, you know, certain municipalities and shit where you can't wear a mask in public or you can't cover your face. You can't disguise your identity. It's kind of creepy because, especially like in fucking London, man, where you can't. There's very few square inches of public space that aren't covered by all those damn cameras.
Yeah,
and now with that really fucking creepy facial recognition software going on.
Facial.
They know where you're.
I know.
They spot you. They know where you've been. They know where you're going. They know.
Dude, a picture will show up on Facebook, and it'll say, "Hey, do you want to tag so and so in this picture?"
Yeah, creepy.
And it's not my picture. I didn't even post it, but Facebook is asking me if I want to identify this person who has not been identified yet. Maybe he doesn't want to be tagged in a fucking picture. Right. Who the fuck knows?
You will tell us who this is.
We are too concerned with our own lives.
We need more ad data.
We really are, though, man. This shit, I'm going to sound like an old person for a second, but really just this shit is getting out of control.
Getting?
This social media, man, it's like no one is this important. No one is this interesting. That's true. Nobody's this interesting. Do you think most people are interesting enough to warrant an Instagash, a Twitter?
Few.
And a Facebook?
I can think of a couple, but few.
Yeah. People in our government, you know, Miley Cyrus, Bieber.
Well, Alex, I think is a perfect.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Alexandra Billings, she's a celebrity that
she would be listed as
a little bit.
She would be in the Ryan few category, that. You know.
Yeah, I saw a post from her. I think it was today about, you know, she's a professor at a college out here in California, IA, and
Alexandra Billings of Transparent on Amazon.
Yeah, in addition to a really good actress and really great acting coach, and she. I guess in the bathroom at the college found some anti-tranny.
The word
using
tranny.
Using that word.
Yeah.
Anti-tranny graffiti.
Yeah.
And she wrote rather at length at how it hurt.
Right. They see that word. That's why that shit matters.
You just want to go
asshole.
Take a piss. You just want to go take a piss. And you've got to read someone who fundamentally hates you as a human.
Right.
Simply because... you are not the same gender as you were when you came out of a vagina.
And that slur perfectly illustrates that hate.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Gross. So those are your headlines, ladies and gentlemen. That's the one over at the HuffPo.
Yes.
Over at the Drudge Report was Burke.
The Drudge Report.
Angela Merkel. Merkel. Angela Merkel and the Burka Band. Jeez.
Angela Merkel.
Merkel. The Burkle Band. Let's call it that.
The Merkin Band.
The Merkin Band. The American is fake. Pubes. I was going to say pussy hair, but it's.
It could be
I assume
hair.
It could be also is penis
that the,
hair.
Is that the correct term? That's a fucking medical term.
It is. Grab them. It is now.
Oh, yeah. You got this fucking idiot in office. God. If you voted for him, you're fucking stupid. You know, I'm just waiting for you to be worm food. We can't talk to you.
Wow, in a brief moment already, headline changed over at the HuffPo. I was going to go close that window, and it now says, prove it, Donald. The team claims he sold all his stocks.
Oh, yes.
How do we know that?
Oh, all his stocks.
How do we know that?
He's claiming, trust him.
Right. He's claiming, you know, when they did this Carrier thing, they were like, well, you know, he used to have stock in Carrier, but now he sold all that. And then with this bullshit with Boeing, which you talked about earlier.
Oh, yes.
He they said that his spokesman, Jason Miller, said Trump sold all of his stock back in June.
But you know, he doesn't have to disclose anything. I read he doesn't have to disclose shit to the government until like 2018 now.
Right. A couple of years or a year into his first financial disclosure, 1 year after he starts the job, right?
Yeah.
Trump transition team has yet to offer any evidence to substantiate that claim that he has sold all of his stocks.
Yeah. So we just believe it.
In May, in his financial disclosure report that he filed with the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, Trump declared ownership of more than $20 million worth of stocks and bonds.
Jeez.
Through, it says, scores of different investment funds and family trusts. These people are so fucking evil.
And they're so rich.
It's so evil how... they just put out they just spread their wealth around in tentacles so they don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah, and you know what sucks? It's like his business, it's all family. It's all intertwined with his fucking family. So he can't really just give it to his kids.
Right.
It's not like...
Well, but he is. It's a blind trust, Ryan.
It ain't blind.
I'm just closing my eyes whenever Ivanka's in the room.
People that are blind totally resent that. That use of blind, like you don't understand.
It's an unsighted trust. So there you go. Just another possible smokescreen and giant pile of bullshit from Trump and the campaign and his.
We're just gonna be lied toadies. To, you know.
Oh, don't worry. He sold all the stock. When we have no way of knowing that, and we won't know. Like you said, until
2018. We're fucked.
And even then, I'm sure he'll find a way to try to somehow get out of that.
And you know, that's funny, that Boeing tweet thing. It just really speaks to like what he does. I mean, he tweeted about it. This is the same thing that happened, I think, with his another tweet that went. He tweeted about something he knew very little about, you know, how Air Force One is built, how it's budgeted. I mean, he lost his mind because he saw how much money Boeing was going to spend on it.
Allegedly, which they're denying. They're saying they have I think it's $170 million contract right now or something. And he's saying it's going to be, what was it, $4 billion?
Yeah, but they really, I think part of that, they were trying to, in the article, they explained that part of that money goes to R&D. And it's just really complicated to build Air Force One. That's the truth. It's got all kinds of bullshit on it.
Well, it's a warplane. It's not a 747 with, you know, a couple of extra pieces of wood knocked up on the over the windows for safety. They start from scratch and they build an actual warplane, a giant warplane that can withstand all kinds of shit, and they want the bestest technology and everything. Yeah. They say they last about 30 years. And the current Air Force is one. I think there's a couple of them, aren't there? Is
four
are 20 something years old now. So they're getting to the end of that lifespan. And it's about time for maybe looking into a new plane.
And planes are complicated. I was flying somewhere. I was sitting next to some dude who was an engineer on one of these big fucking planes. Puts all these electrical systems in. And I was like, hey, why can't I have a fucking phone charger right on my thing? Why can't I just plug my phone into the armrest and have it charge? And he told me that it's not that simple. And I told him to get bent, give me a fucking phone charger. But yeah, you just can't. It's a fucking Air Force One, this guy.
Well, but also having said that, though, is it possible that a government contractor is screwing the fuck out of the taxpayers of the United States? Of course it is.
Yes.
So the reason now that we have to say, well, why is tiny-handed little orange gunt face
nine
going to all of a sudden pointing his little fingers at Boeing?
Hello, gunt face. I love
Is there a, I don't know, perhaps a Russian firm that makes planes better?
And oh, yes.
That maybe he has ties to or something? Seriously, I mean,
Why don't we have Russia make Air Force One? What's wrong with that?
It's, you got to ask yourself why he's going after specifically Boeing out of all the gazillions of dollars of waste. I saw a story today, I think it was, about that isn't getting enough. Here it is. It isn't getting enough play. It was over at the Washington Post.
Yes.
And it's about the that they've found out that the Pentagon has buried evidence.
Buried. I don't know why.
Of of $125 billion in bureaucratic waste.
Oh, okay. Great. So now what? Now what? Nothing. What are we going to do? Hire another Pentagon?
That's the thing is, we libs have been screaming, look, you warmongers and you military industrial complex dick
Plants.
Diddlers.
Yes.
Which, there's nothing wrong with that. Need accountability over there. And they say, you hate America. You're trying to cut the budget. Oh, how dare you?
You're burying all this money. Right. That's un-American. How's that protecting us?
And in the comments of some of these stories that I was reading about this, it's just amazing how many of these fucking assholes, I'm not even going to try to think of anything creative, are out there.
Yeah.
That we're screaming and yelling, gotta cut government, gotta cut government, gotta cut government. And now when we have evidence that there is obfuscation from the Pentagon hiding the fact that they're wasting $125 billion.
Jesus Christ.
They're like, oh, typical Obama trying to go after the military. Blah, 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 blah.
You know, it's just anything that's nuanced and anything that you just can't look at and understand simply is just too much for these Trumpalos. Like this Air Force One thing really speaks to that, because if you look at Air Force One, to me, it looks like a fucking plane, right? If you just look at it, like a normal motherfucking plane. What's special about that? They just painted United States of America across the side of it. Right. Bam, I can do that. But it's clearly not just that.
Yeah, they painted over Eastern Airlines.
Yeah. Like, whenever I see the inside of Air Force One, I'm always jealous. I'm like, I could be okay flying if I was in something like that. Like, the Air Force One on House of Cards, that's the best Air Force One. That stateroom President Kevin Spacey has?
Yes.
He's got a fucking bed in it, his own desk, probably a DVD player. It's badass.
So that's the other headline now. The new headline over there is Trump is lying.
Oh,
probably,
yes.
Possibly. Well, it's Trump. Trump's lying. About selling all his stocks.
But the truth is, no one...
Well, he never said it, by the way.
We don't know. It doesn't matter because we don't know. He's not... We have no way of knowing.
Right.
So I don't even know. I'm just trying to figure out what's the healthiest way we can think about it. Just believe him?
Believe anything Donald Trump says. I mean, ever.
Sometimes I wonder if we're just in the Matrix and I took a blue pill. or the red one. I forget. Yeah,
I always forget that too.
Take both. That's the key.
I wonder what that would do.
Because they're probably the same fucking pill, you see.
I just saw another story here that I got to read before I talk about it. Okay. We've got a whole bunch of other stories, a whole bunch of other shit going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to check out our Facebook stream.
Oh, yes.
For all the
fun. The stories we post. Share them with your friends. Tell them about our podcast or Burn in Hell.
Apparently, you know, the alt-right's getting really butthurt.
Oh, yes.
The alt-right,
you mean the white supremacist
Nazis have been getting all butthurt over the fact that, you know, there's people who have been, or companies that have been saying, well, we're not going to advertise on Breitbart because they're bullshit and hate speech.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera. The whole Kellogg's thing, all that. And now, I guess did you know there was a show on Adult Swim?
I don't watch that shit.
It says ties to the alt-right.
Oh, did they put that weird-ass cartoon character in there?
No, it's a new show called Million Dollar Extreme Presents World Peace.
Right.
It quickly became a headache for the network after its premiere due to its close ties with white nationalist movement known as the alt-right. At the show's core was Sam Hyde, a 31-year-old man with a penchant for anti-humor, racism, and homophobia.
I've met a lot of comedians that participate in this anti-humor thing. They're great at it. I never laugh.
Unintentionally, though.
I think
you might be doing this intentionally.
Jesus.
What does that mean, anti-humor, by the way?
Who knows? That's something made up from people that just aren't fucking funny.
I don't know. I consider myself a little bit well-informed, but what is anti-humor?
Is that doesn't exist. That's a label people put on something.
It's got a Wikipedia.
Good fucking Christ.
Anti-humor is a type of indirect humor.
Yes.
That involves the joke teller delivering something which is intentionally not funny.
Bullshit. No.
Lacking in intrinsic meaning.
So
the practice relies on the expectation on the part of the audience that something humorous is going to happen. And when this does not happen, the irony itself is the comedic value.
No, that is not a thing. That does not exist. That's nothing. I hate that more than anything. You know what I mean? Like, the idea, I'm going to waste your fucking time. I'm going to tell you what you're perceiving to be as a joke. I'm taking you on this long ride.
Yes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Someone who just knocked.
Knock, knock. You know, it just keeps
going. No, that's
it. Yes, that's it.
That's it. It's anti-humor. You're expecting a joke.
For nothing.
And I said somebody who just knocked.
But yet, you're going to trick me into listening to you.
Right. Ha, 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 ha. Joke's on you.
And you know what's going to happen? I'm going to hate you. I'm going to hate the fuck out of you.
Anti-humor is also the basis of various types of pranks and hoaxes, it says.
Oh, so someone does something to you that they find funny that isn't funny to you because...
So the absence of an expected joke or punchline is anti-humor.
You know, I went to a comedy show last night. I was on the show and there were some other people on the show that I believe...
But not intentional. We're talking
about this.
Intentional anti-humor.
But, you know, that's like Trump saying he sold all his stocks. How do we fucking know?
So, but that's a real pencil-dicked, little tiny, BB-bald, alt-right, conservative bullshit. That's what it is because they're not funny. So then they're like, well, we know we're not funny, so we're going to call ourselves anti-humor. You're not supposed to laugh at our jokes.
Okay. So mission accomplished. So if I laugh at something.
Like that's Jesse Waters is apparently brilliant at anti-humor.
No, I think he's trying to be funny. I mean, do
that's
we?
True, yeah.
But we don't. You think that's true?
No, I think he's.
He's trying to be funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, I don't buy into this. I think people.
I'm here to help the wine women. Do I get a gun?
I think people call something anti-humor after the fact when they don't get a laugh, and they say, "You see, that was anti-humor." Yeah. I don't buy into this
at all.
A
great way of doing it.
This is garbage.
This guy,
fucking garbage.
So this guy from this show that apparently they're kicking off of Adult Swim,
yeah,
named Hyde. They say he is the kind of dude that would call Lena Dunham a fat pig. Referred to her every time he talked about her. That fat pig, Lena Dunham.
Jeez, that's nice.
Bitches about seeing burkas in video games.
Who? I wouldn't even know. What video games? What is he playing?
And he, in a 2013 video he uploaded called "Privileged White Male Triggers Oppressed Victims. Ban this video now and block him."
Oh, okay.
He walked up to someone and called him a hipster faggot.
Oh, that's nice. Lovely.
Trigger oppressed victims. So you walk up to someone and say, "You hipster faggot," and they get upset.
Yeah.
And then he's like, "Ha, ha, ha, look, I triggered the little snowflake."
God.
They're so...
I hate these
retarded
people.
I'm sorry. It's the only word I can think of.
Yeah.
I know it's just the word I grew up with. I got to work on not saying it. But God damn, there's very little that isn't just profoundly... It's so stupid.
I hate it so
much. Juvenile about it.
Anti-humor.
Yeah.
So fucking dumb.
So
who really enjoys that?
It says that Million Dollar Extreme knowingly nodded to its far right audience with a sarcastic tagline, "Celebrate diversity," every Friday at 12:15 a.m. They used blackface.
Oh, that's nice.
Laughed about men tripping into glass tables because they found them unattractive.
What? Oh, this is more
women.
Yeah.
Laughed about men. Oh my God, I read this wrong. They laughed about men tripping women into glass tables because they found them unattractive.
Wow, now that's just fucking mean.
She's ugly, so trip her in the glass table.
I mean, what's the difference between anti-humor and just being a dick?
They also, the fans of the show gleefully, I'm reading from HuffPo, laughed on Reddit about what they believe to be a reference to David Duke. They were thrilled about that from the show.
What show is this? What's the name of the show?
Million Dollar Extreme.
And it's on
presents
the
presents World Peace.
And it's on Adult Swim.
Not anymore.
Oh yeah. Hey, guess what? By the way, I mean, if we need to boycott Adult Swim, that's not tough for me.
The Adult Swim Standards Department even had to ask that swastikas found hidden in the show be removed.
Hidden.
Apparently somewhere in the set or something, these sad little insecure Nazi fucks were hiding their little swastikas in there.
Let me explain something. It sounds to me that Adult Swim is canceling the show once they found out everyone's offended by it. But they were aware of what's going on the whole time. If their standards department sees a show and they're like, "Hey, guys.
Well, I think they...
What's up with all the hidden racism in it?
Shouldn't that have been the deal breaker?
Right. They suck. Hey, Adult Swim, no offense. And why do you care about my fucking opinion? I hate your programming. I've always hated your programming, and I don't get it. It's always been anti-humor to me.
One of the, I guess, a show called Eagle Heart that used to be on there. One of the stars cited that show, this alt-right Nazi show, as one of the reasons he decided to no longer work with Adult Swim. Quote, "I'm all for free speech. I don't need my viewpoint to be the only viewpoint, but I'm not for something that mobilizes propaganda."
There you go.
The network senior director of programming admitted on Twitter that the show was the source of, quote, "hot, hot debate at the offices," which she said leans to the left. Everybody's sane, apparently, over at Adult Swim. She said Million Dollar Extreme was, quote, about letting a different point of view. See, that's the problem.
That is bullshit.
This is what we're talking about for before the fucking, we've been on 2 years and a dribble, and We've been doing that. We've been saying that about Fox News from the beginning, that they're presenting a different point of view. Well, we're gonna let David Duke on the show to present a different point of view about black people.
A different point of view is not that people of color are not human or that Jews are the devil. That is not a different point of view. That's fucking hate.
You're going into the sewer and pulling somebody out and saying this is an equally valid opposite opinion to ours.
Hey, Adult Swim, good job. Way to take a stand to pull a Nazi cartoon off your fucking network that you let on in the fucking first place.
Kind of fuck this asshole director of programming.
God. Because, I'm so impressed.
They wanted to let a different point of view, a voice that was upending things in a crazy new way, have a shot.
No, you see what that is? That's the same bullshit CNN did when they put Donald Trump on, spewing his bullshit, all his hate during the election, because they thought people would watch. They wanted viewership. That's the only reason they let the show on, because people were watching. It wasn't about principles.
It says that a group of Adult Swim actors, directors, writers, and producers started gathering a long list of complaints to try to convince Mike Lazo, who effectively runs the network, to cancel the show despite decent ratings. How sad
there you go.
There are decent ratings. And now the alt-right dick fuck who ran the show is
the Nazi
is appealing to his fans on Twitter. Everybody come save me. Bring my show back. My hate show.
Hey, dumbass. You got a huge following. Just put it online.
Yeah,
broadcast
probably make
it.
More money, to so, be honest with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, all your Nazi fucknut fans can watch.
So there you go. $1 million stream finally canceled.
Oh, wow.
Alt-right shit fest.
Congratulations, Adult Swim, on taking a stand.
Nazi.
We're going to cancel.
Symbols. I mean, that
the Nazi program
really should have been. That really should have
They're
been.
They're disgusting.
It.
They really are. And you know what? I have a question for you. This Aqua Teen Hunger Force, that was Adult Swim, right?
Yes.
What's up with the floating fry box of fries?
Well, you know, I mean,
it sucks. I people told me that show was good, and I tried to watch it. We tried to watch it once. Don't you remember? We lasted 2 seconds. We're like, what's up with this fries? What's up with the fries floating in the air? This is stupid.
But it's not an alt-right hate fest.
No, it's just not funny. See, that's what unfunny
it's
people...
anti-humor.
Yeah, that's what unfunny people do when they can't be funny. They put weird shit up there to try to distract you from how bad their product sucks. And I guess they did it with Nazi symbols. Congratulations.
According to one source... with knowledge of the network's operations, it's likely that Lazo was already aware of the show's solicitations of the alt-right.
Of course.
The same source said that Adult Swim Standards Department repeatedly found coded rated racist messages in the show, including swastikas, which were removed ahead of broadcast. Repeatedly found coded racist messages in the show.
Imagine, dude.
But none of this was enough, according to one of the sources, to convince this Lazo guy to air it.
God, what a pain in the ass. You're like, hey, before those fuckheads release their show, can somebody do a little Nazi check? Make sure there's no alt-right symbols hidden within the fucking... Where would they hide the Nazi symbols in the cartoon? Would they put them in the wallpaper?
Probably somewhere in the background or something. It's not a cartoon. It's a live show.
On the cartoon, on Adult Swim. Yeah. Oh, okay, I didn't know that. Yeah. Probably sucked.
I think.
Imagine watching it.
Maybe I'm wrong. I thought Adult Swim was animated too, but the screen caps I'm looking at.
I just always associated Adult Swim with those weird fucking cartoons that I never found remotely funny or interesting.
It's a sketch group.
Oh, okay.
So it's sketch comedy. It wasn't...
Oh, God. That's the worst.
I don't believe it was... I don't believe it was animated.
You know, that's funny because I've met so many sketch actors and I have no problem believing that there's a white supremacist sketch group out there.
Really?
They're just, hey, if you're a sketch actor, hey, do everybody a favor. When you're at a party or hanging out in a group of people, you don't always have to entertain everyone, okay? Release yourself of that burden. Just sit there and shut up and listen like a normal person. in conversation.
Million Dollar Extreme is an American sketch comedy group based in Massachusetts. They're known for their online videos, anti-comedy, and public pranks.
Oh, my God. And they're making money at this shit?
Not anymore. I mean, they probably will, but not on...
Oh,
they'll
yeah.
probably end up on, you know, Fox or something.
Well, now they're martyrs, right? They're sure. martyrs. Now the fucking crazy-ass white Trump loves can see, say, look, that ain't no
liberal
place
media,
for
yeah.
us in the liberal media. We can't put our Nazi symbolism on television anymore. How sad.
What
about your loons?
What real sad little cowards to hide
oh, yeah.
their swastikas and hide their little racist symbols, pussies.
What? And then the thing is, it's like, so what's the purpose of hiding like a swastika in a tablecloth? Or making a secret symbol with your fingers.
Look at what they got away with.
Oh, yeah, that's it. They're thumbing their nose at the man.
Yeah, look.
Mm.
We got our hate on Adult Swim. They didn't even see the swastika in the tree. Fucking morons.
God, these bigots, man. What they're concerned with and what they're preoccupied with is so
they're
fucking so, childish.
So, and dumb.
Oh, they're so fucking
they're just
stupid.
Dumb. I mean... I hit a Nazi symbol in my TV show.
Yeah, and you know the truth
it's
is.
Sad people.
The fucking truth about this quote unquote, I'm going to say the term, I don't like it, alt-right
Nazis.
Comedy bullshit. If they could write something funny, they fucking would. I guarantee you. Do you think these directors, they have a wet dream about throwing Nazi symbolism
right.
every which way but loose? Because that's their only thing. That's the only thing people give a fuck about. If they could be funny, they would go be funny. But they can't.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy to come up with a joke that's not funny.
Yeah. Yes.
I think we could do 10 in a minute, I'm sure.
Yeah,
just
sure.
Just off the top of our heads. But
they can't be funny or interesting,
right,
so they're
right.
using this crutch of a quote-unquote Nazi hate fuck shit.
Anti-comedy. We're anti-comedy people.
Yeah, no shit. I get that. I agree with that. Yes, you are. The whole Adult Swim is an anti-comedy network.
I don't agree with that. There's been some funny
what?
Stuff
name
Adult
it.
Swim.
Name a show.
Well, now I gotta look. I don't know.
No, you... If, I
what do you know?
I've turned on Adult Swim before when we had real cable, and I've never laughed. I just don't.
I think I used to watch something on Adult Swim.
I don't believe you. I'm sorry. I'm not. I don't mean to argue with you. At Vile Experience, follow him on Twitter. But I think you're mistaken. There's nothing funny on Adult Swim. The only thing they have is that fucking container of fries floating around, and I'm supposed to laugh at that shit. That's not. It's probably Nazi fries.
Okay. Currently, see, I don't really know any of these. Robot Chicken.
Not funny. I've seen that. That sucks.
Rick and Morty.
Now, I've heard that's funny.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force. No longer on.
Now, I've heard Rick and Morty's really funny, so what do I know? Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Horrendous. What's this?
15 seasons of Aqua Teen God. Hunger Force.
You guys, whoever's watching this shit, man. It's like your parents must have taken meth while
the
they
Venture
were-
Bros?
Fucking horrible. I don't even know what that is. That sucks. Venture Bros. Fuck that. Horrible.
Squidbillies.
Horrible.
I've seen Squidbillies.
Is that funny?
Occasionally. It's like the squid that wears a Confederate hat and shit like that.
Oh,
it's a little
I
bit
see
funny.
It. God, I love that concept.
Boondocks was good. I mean,
yeah.
edgy. Not as funny, but I don't think it was supposed to be.
See, it's edgy. See, you know what I mean? It's
Children's
not,
Hospital.
Is that funny? It's funny about
Rob Corddry.
Oh, yeah.
Was supposed to be good.
See, he's one of these guys that could get away with running around and making a face here and there, and then people laugh at him.
Apparently,
like
there's something called Mr. Pickles on right now.
No, thank you.
Oh, Black Jesus is supposed to be hilarious as
Okay, I take back what I said. You don't have to... Fuck that. I don't know. Can we not hate
well,
adult...
Well, I just don't think we should disparage on all of Adult Swim.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially if they want to read any of our animated scripts.
Hey, yeah, we'll just delete this fucking podcast. That's not a problem.
I'll be more than happy to write anti-humor for fucking Adult Swim.
I'm not shoving Nazi symbols.
Yeah, we won't.
In the cornflakes.
We won't. I'll guarantee you I'm not going to put any
we'll put hidden
sad little Nazi symbols.
Can we put hidden atheistic symbols in it?
What are they?
I don't know. Well, nothing.
Right.
To have those little hidden symbols and those little secret messages, you know what you have to have? Hate. A whole lot of it.
Atheist. I don't know what an atheist symbol would be.
It'd be that flying spaghetti monster.
a cross with a circle with a line through it, yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
The upside down cross is kind of Satan-y.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I love Satan.
That's like, you know, acknowledging its magic and turning it upside down, I guess, or something like that.
Oh God, we're all so stupid.
How did we get down that hole? The alt-right hole. That story about
Hey, welcome to Trumpistan, man. That's where we're at.
Hopefully, we'll be able to beat it down though a little bit better than they have in other parts of the world.
Right.
I'm really still losing my mind over the whole Pizzagate thing and
it's
just
so
how
stupid.
Excruciatingly stupid and vile these people are who are spreading this stupid non-story.
You know, the thing about, I was thinking about this Pizzagate thing, it does kind of illustrate why it is dangerous to, when your friends say shitty racist shit, they say the N-word or what the fuck ever, that incites people to do shit. And that this fucking guy, whoever that is, went into that pizza parlor with that gun.
Well,
as a direct result of this bullshit.
And funny you should say that, because one of the favorite proponents of Pizzagate.
Yes.
We also have a picture that we put up, I believe, on our Facebook and on the blog post one time of this guy doing his best Vladimir Putin imitation, shirtless, riding on a horse and grinning, Alex Jones. Remember that picture?
Yeah.
Flexing his flab to the point where it looks like he's really going to pop a vessel somewhere on top of a horse with that stupid shit-eating grin on his face. He Instagrammed it or something.
What happens when Alex Jones explodes?
Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
Midnight, not last night, but the night before.
Yes.
Apparently Alex Jones felt compelled to post a message on his Facebook.
God damn it.
And about Pizzagate. Gee, what side do you think Alex Jones stands?
The stupid one. The fucking stupid side.
There's also a thing going around, which I'm sure is fake.
Yes.
That some alt-right Nazi white supremacist conspiracy theorist moron posted a few days ago or like a week ago. Just wait for the Pizzagate false flags to try to again discredit the proof that we have that Hillary Clinton was selling little girls to have their little hoo-has eaten by big ugly men.
God, a child sex ring in the back of a pizza parlor that didn't even exist.
Well, you know, I read a story about it last night and. Even businesses surrounding that, all these lunatics are like, well, did you notice that the florist next door also has this sign in it that is an obvious kid diddling sign?
Oh, yes. The Quiznos a block away.
And there was
complicit.
One, business across the street or something that they said two women came in and they were all belligerent and nasty and they were demanding to see their basement.
Yes.
I want to see the kids you've got trussed up in your basement.
You must be shitting me. Now fucking
And then
assholes.
That asshole who went into the Pizza Ping Pong or whatever the hell, Comet Ping Pong Pizza.
Ping Pong Comet Pizza.
And said, well, it's obvious that the guy walked in there to investigate.
Okay.
Meanwhile, you know, he shot the place up.
Sure.
A little bit. It walked around it. With impunity until the cops got there. Did he find any kids trussed up in the basement with their feet in stirrups and pepperonis sticking out of different orifices?
Oh, yeah.
He did not.
Jeez. Nothing was found.
Here's Alex Jones spreading more fake manure for the idiots.
He buys it.
Well, you know, I don't watch all of this, but just like he did with the Sandy Hook thing, he is a Sandy Hook truther. He's a piece of shit liar when he says, I'm not a Sandy Hook truther. I don't know what they're talking about. All I did was put forth
this is a piece of evidence, and this piece of evidence, and this was an actor, and this was an actor.
Yeah.
And then goes to list all the reasons that he is a Sandy Hook truther.
Sure, and all the people that buy into that, they listen to his show, and they buy all that bullshit he sells in his advertisements. Buy gold, get a fucking gun safe, blah, blah, blah.
So here he is. Here's Alex Jones.
You just come out and say, these crazy fake news people, why, they say that, you know, there's a dungeon at this pizza place, and as you can see, there's no dungeon here. When you know good and well, it's Podesta putting out emails about, look at my dungeon, or I'm in the dungeon right now, or, you know, oh, God, there's so many.
When you know damn well, Podesta is putting out emails that say, I'm in the dungeon right now.
What does that mean? He's in the dungeon?
It's these codes. They have these, they have the...
Bring out the boys!
Alleged, yeah, these alleged code words that, like, pizza means... four-year-old girl, and extra cheese means make sure they're dipped in honey.
Oh, yes. By the way, the libs, the progressives, well, they aren't the ones with the fake codes and all the bullshit. That's the right. You guys are the ones with your goddamn cartoons with your Nazi symbolism.
It's not a cartoon.
In the trees in the live show or whatever.
Dungeon, or I'm in the dungeon right now, or, you know. Oh, God, there's so many hot dogs coming, you know. I mean, it's in those emails. Oh, Obama's getting $60,000+ in hot dogs. I love those scrumptious, delicious hot dogs. Oh, I can't wait to get a hot dog myself. Oh, will there be, what type of sauce will be on the hot, I mean, you know. And then you go to the FBI's own pedophile breakdown of code words they use. I didn't know this stuff.
You go to the FBI's own breakdown of pedophile code speak.
That. You know, Alex Jones, that was amazing. I mean, that hot dog thing with him. Oh
yeah.
I mean, that's drop worthy. Am I right? I mean,
and I'm sitting there reading this and I'm just like, what the hell? You know, the internet has popularized all these weird sexual fetishes. So I've learned all these horrible terms. Like upper decker. People crap on the top of a toilet just to be mean to the next person that comes in.
That's not a sexual fetish. That's some guy do it, you know.
Right.
What he's on the internet doing a little research. I see. Okay.
You know, in the water container. That abused my mind. I'm sorry I'm even spreading that, but that's one of the more innocuous ones. Okay? Well, now since I read these WikiLeaks, it's 50 times worse than what I knew before.
You're crazy.
I didn't know crazy sexual stuff till I was in college. And when I say crazy sexual stuff, I mean mild stuff, folks. Mild. Mild. And now I had to read thousands of pages of these things, and so did my reporters.
Thousands of things sent to my reporters.
Wait, he's got a whole team of people. I need a breakdown. Give me a bullet by bullet point on a Dirty Sanchez. Explain yourself. Right. What is this angry pirate? Where's my schematics?
For breakfast this morning, I'm having two eggs over easy. Oh,
what?
My God. Someone call 911.
Pages of these things instead of my reporters. I've forgotten more in the last month than I knew sexually my entire 42 years before that. I never get sick of Marilyn Monroe. I never get sick of the va-boom. I just cannot imagine being these globalists that are into all this weird-ass crap. And
what does a globalist have to do with being into strange sexual fetishes? This is how deranged this person
is. He's out of his mind.
And the people that watch him and believe him are equally, if not more, deranged.
Oh, listen, I can't imagine what goes on with these pervy globalists. No, the shit
spirit cooking and hardcore. Aleister Crowley stuff in the brochures that went to Podesta. It says Aleister Crowley, blood drinking, black magic. And the media is like, crazy Alex Jones says it's connected to Aleister Crowley. The freaking brochure says it, man.
The brochure says it.
And then she's on her own.
What is he talking about? The brochure that you get when you go into the kid fucking place at the pizza parlor? He's... The nutty thing is that what... They're accusing the left of is what they're doing.
Oh, this is spirit cooking.
What is that?
In the email,
spirit cooking.
There was a, in the email, there was like, we're going to have someone at a dinner who's going to do her, her special spirit cooking or whatever that means.
Give me an omelet.
These idiots jumped on that as in, oh, well, spirit cooking is obviously an occult ritual where, you know, you have to drink the blood of a virgin or some shit. Okay. It's just ridiculous.
It's stupid.
An email published by WikiLeaks mentions spirit cooking and then claims that Hillary Clinton and John Podesta practice satanic rituals.
Do they really, like, just when they get together? Does Bill partake? Can't imagine.
Rumor started after WikiLeaks allegedly found an email allegedly sent from Podesta's brother, Tony, which mentioned spirit cooking in a video showing a performance by an artist named Maria Abramovich.
Right.
As conspiracy theories started to swirl, thanks to people like this shitbag.
Oh, yes.
Who's standing in front of his Christmas tree, apparently at midnight, feeling like he has to talk about all this horrible sexual shit I've learned since college.
Listen, we know who the pervs are, and it's these GOP limbs, these right wingers.
And if it's adult consensual, nobody's
getting
hurt.
Who gives a fuck?
And who cares what people are doing?
Do you think in this WikiLeaks thing, Alex Jones read one thing that made him blush? Listen to him. No, oh, I couldn't believe what I read.
He had to pause to jerk off each time.
Wait, what is that?
Oh, yeah.
So the it says that alt-right figure, some asshole, I'm not even going to read his name, published a video titled "Hillary Tied to Bizarre Occult Spirit Cooking Ritual."
Yeah.
There you go. Therefore, now it is gospel truth because this guy put out a video that said so.
By the way, we don't even know what spirit cooking actually is. What is that? Is it some kind of fucking yoga shit?
According to the documents published by WikiLeaks, artist Marina Abramovich sent Podesta's brother an email in June of 2015 saying she was looking forward to the spirit cooking dinner and asking if his brother John was going to join them. Dear Tony, I'm so looking forward to the spirit cooking dinner at my place. Do you think you'll be able to let me know if your brother is joining? All my love, Marina. Tony forwarded the message to his brother and asked him if he wanted to attend. Marina wants you to come to dinner. Signed Mary. Or something like that. Maybe it's a sister.
Yeah.
The email, this is it. There you go.
That's it?
Those two emails.
Okay. How lurid. Lurid.
So this began the basis of the rumor that somehow Hillary Clinton and John Podesta practice a satanic ritual known as spirit cooking. Uh-huh. But it should be noted that Hillary Clinton is nowhere in this email chain.
Okay. So, well, it's spirit cooking. You don't have to get emailed about
it. She's nowhere in it. There's nothing. It has nothing to do with her. It was his sister-in-law and his brother asking him, passing a message along from a third person.
Yes.
Do you want to come to my spirit cooking dinner? And Hillary's not involved. It's only the fact that Podesta was Hillary's campaign dude.
All right.
Therefore, Hillary is also painting pentagrams on the ground, stapling a four-year-old to it, and somehow inserting herself into it.
Right.
Whatever.
Yes. Do you know the only way to really discern whether or not someone is one of these pagan Satan spirit cookers, do you know the only way to tell? Burn them. Light them on fire.
Yeah, I'm sure that's coming. Meanwhile, the term spirit cooking that this artist, it has nothing to do with a satanic ritual. 0.0.
Oh, okay.
It's an art project she created in 1996. Her original cookbook does reference recipes that contain bodily fluids, such as semen and breast milk.
Oh, sure. That's
her home cooking events don't feature those items. So
wait a second. She writes a cookbook on how to cook with
shits? We're not saying she's not batshit.
Wait. There's a recipe in that book that says, hey, if you want to make an omelet with,
I guess,
body fluid or something? That's disgusting.
It's gross.
I'm judging it!
But it's not satanic.
Well, no, the satanic doesn't exist. Breast milk. Ugh, God, could you imagine? Jesus. Oh, enjoy this macaroni and cheese.
So, but the events she has at her house, nobody's jerking off into her mixing bowl.
That's and, just...
Or squirting their boobies in. She just makes just regular
right
recipes.
What happens?
So...
When you're working on a flan and you're like, oh, God, I need a half more cup of DNA... I'm all out. I'm tapped out. Literally, I'm tapped out. I need to take a nap.
Like, it's hard to find semen,
right?
Semen anywhere. There's millions, hundreds of millions of willing donors.
Oh, yes. I need to. I'm sorry. I need to borrow a stick of butter and, whatever.
Tony Podesta, the brother of John Podesta. Nothing to do with Hillary Clinton.
Is he a perv?
Has reportedly been a fan of this artist woman since 1990s and was invited to attend her spirit cooking after he donated to one of her Kickstarters.
Right. A Kickstarter. It's like, we're going to cook.
Which I'm sure means that you stick your toe in a 3-year-old's asshole.
Oh, yeah.
That's code word.
That's the only way to get good cupcakes these days. That and some breast milk. Gross.
The artist, Abramovich, she says, I'm outraged. This is completely taken out of context. The dinner, she explained, is a reward for donors to the Kickstarter campaign. Tony Podesta has collected her work since the 1990s.
Okay.
He attended. John couldn't make it.
Right.
And she's never met John Podesta. It was just a normal dinner, she said.
Oh,
10 people attended. It was a normal menu. I call it spirit cooking. There's no blood, no anything else. We call things fun names. That's all.
Oh, jeez. Quit having fun. That's outlawed in Trumpistan.
Meanwhile,
you didn't know that?
The Kickstarter is for traditional soups with body fluid free.
Oh, God. See, like, the problem with this story is now when she sells soup, listen, if I'm buying soup through her website and I read this story, I'm going to have to send an email. I just want to confirm.
Well, read the ingredients.
I'm double checking.
Right.
How much gum is in this?
It's a little sticky. Too salty.
Oh, God. It's got to be.
A little bleachy.
You know, is it true? Like, you know, if you kill a deer incorrectly and there's too much trauma, the body releases like a neurotoxin that fucks up the taste of the meat. Is the same said with.
Oh, maybe. Like,
gross. Spirit kicking.
She was a performance artist.
Oh, jeez.
The title Spirit Cooking was a performance she staged at a number of museums around the world in the 90s.
Oh, cool.
Painting graffiti with pig's blood.
Oh, right. Well,
she also made a limited edition book, which contains various recipes. The book is a collection of the Museum of Modern Art in New York. It's not it's an art piece. It's not a, here's how to make cum cupcakes.
Oh, yeah. Can you cook with sweat, or is that just a thing that doesn't exist?
The sweat exists.
Yeah, I know, but cooking with sweat, it's a body fluid.
Well, I would assume.
Right.
Kate! Anything anywhere is fine.
Look it up.
She says, anyone who wants can read my memoirs and find out that my work is far away from anything remotely satanic. My work is more about spirituality and nothing else. I've been doing my work for so long. This is such a strange misunderstanding.
It's not, though. But see, the reason...
But guess who's getting death threats?
She is. Sure.
Of course.
But it's not a strange misunderstanding. If you... A lot of people don't appreciate art. A lot of stupid people. And that's Trump. That's the Trumpalos. They aren't going to understand that she doesn't make, you know, jizz lasagna. That's not her thing.
And you have some one asshole who puts out a video that says, because of these two emails that came from the brother-in-law, said, are you going to show up? And he didn't.
Right.
Obviously, John Podesta and Hillary Clinton are both balls deep in infants.
Hey, listen, you go to her house and be like, hey, listen, I'm sorry to have to ask you this, but what is on that strudel? I just want to know. I'm just trying to be safe.
So here's a little bit more of Alex Jones.
It's so ridiculous.
I'm really losing my mind over this because now this asshole, who is occasionally entertaining, this is now just into the batshit lie range.
I mean,
it's just lies. It's pure and simple lies, and he is saying it like it's truth. Well, it's obvious.
that Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, we're doing this.
We do have to take a moment just to acknowledge that this is an amazing fucking Alex Jones clip. I mean, he sounds nuts. Don't you think?
I like the ones where he loses his mind and screams. I think those are his more theatrical Greek theater performances I lean toward. This is a more subtle holiday message from Alex Jones.
It's nuts.
About kid diddling and pizza.
Yeah.
Reddit saying, no, I do real rituals. Well, of course it's real. I've researched that stuff, and I just cannot believe, though, that, again, but I don't know how deep it goes for that lady, so I'm not going to accuse her of actually killing real people with no evidence. All I know is, man, all those billions in D.C. and New York, the corruption, it runs deep. I grew up in a rich county.
He's not going to accuse Hillary. I can't accuse Hillary of actually killing people without evidence.
The corruption runs deep.
So in Texas, it was crazy. And, you know, the occult was all over the place. I never got involved in it, but it was there.
It's bullshit.
But just as for CNN and everybody else, look, I know the mainstream media is dead. I mean, you're dead. Your response now is to be state-run media. Obama has said it. And then try to shut us down. Good luck. But to the new...
Nobody wants to shut you guys down. We just want to make sure that that when shit like this drizzles out of the puckered asshole of the alt-right...
It must be deemed shit!
...that it is proclaimed loudly and louder than these assholes are yelling that it is lies and bullshit. Otherwise, you get Pizzagate. Which is really not a thing. It's a small percentage, but they're vocal, and the propaganda, the alt-right Nazi white supremacist propaganda machine is leapt upon it on social medias. And
it's impossible to argue with those idiots too. Literally it's mind-numbing. It's like exhausting. You can't reason with these loons.
Here's just a wee little bit more of Alex.
New media, we have a responsibility to be better than the establishment media and not just make stuff up because we want to burn them. And I say that to myself. I always try to tell the truth.
Such a lie.
You're saying it to your show, dumbass.
I always try to tell the truth, but I know for a fact that Hillary Clinton had a 3-year-old girl strapped up in the back of Comet Ping Pong.
Yeah.
I get emotional sometimes. I go off reports sometimes that aren't completely accurate. We all do it. And it's important for us to try to have more integrity, especially as our power has grown massively. What do they say in Spider-Man? With great power comes great responsibility.
That's who I'm going to quote. Hey, man. There's thousands of years of philosophers and wise men.
Toby Maguire
Toby
said
Maguire,
that.
Spider-Man.
Toby fucking Maguire. You're quoting Toby Maguire, whoever.
We're talking 30-year-old Spider-Man playing 18.
Well, wait, did you hear what he said? He goes, listen, sometimes I go off script and I say things. I scream into a microphone and say things that aren't accurate. We all do it.
No, we don't.
I mean,
by the way,
we don't do it.
Right.
Not everybody on the planet fucking does that, you loon.
And the difference is, if we do it over a story that ain't the truth, the instant we find out it ain't the truth,
we'll say it.
We put it on our Facebook. We yell it and we scream it from the yard arms.
Oh, sure. The what?
The yard arms?
What is that?
The ship? The
Oh, yes. Are you going
the top of the ship? You climb up to the yard arms and yell it.
You've gone full nautical. I love that.
Let me see if I have that right.
Yard arms.
Oh no, I don't know what that. Then I lied. It's the outer extremities of a shipyard.
Okay. See, he said something that was inaccurate. He Googled it and then made a retraction. Wait, are you accurate?
God, I don't.
And if you were right, you now have to retract your retraction.
I might have to retract my retraction.
No more traction.
The yardarms on a sailing ship. Well, now this one says the yardarms on a sailing ship are the horizontal timbers mounted on the mast.
Okay.
So yeah, that's from which the square sails are hung. So yeah, that makes sense. You climb up to the yardarm and you yell so everybody down below can hear.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
So you were right.
To have more integrity, especially as our power has grown massively. What do they say in Spider-Man? Mm-hmm. With great power comes great responsibility. But one of our big blind sides as good people is that I never get sick of beef enchiladas. I never get sick of Chile Rellenos. I never get sick of a porterhouse steak. I never get sick of a sunset. I never get sick of a bonfire. I never get sick of rock climbing. I never get sick of, you know, going and doing archery or, you know, visiting my friends or hearing some good music. I never get sick of just man with a woman. So I have a blind side because I'm just not twisted like all those other people that I guess had repressive parents or whatever. You know, it's like Japan sells more adult diapers than they do children's. And I was thinking, oh, is that because they're old? That's part of it. In the articles, even the Wall Street Journal about it, oh, it's because they used to be...
Is this because they love shitting in their pants or some fucked up thing?
Is that true?
I don't know.
In Japan, they sell more adult diapers than diapers for children.
Is that because they're old?
Who the fuck? Who gets what kind of fucking stats and what information?
Where is he going with this?
Who is feeding him this info? What is his point? What point is he trying to illustrate? Who cares?
I can't help you. It's a nice looking tree, though.
Hey, Japan.
He's got a nice tree. It's all red and white. It's kind of a single theme.
Japan, if the emperor could please tweet us and let us know what you're shitting in, please.
I think the emperor is no longer with us, right?
Okay.
Well, but I guess had repressive parents or whatever. You know, it's like Japan sells more adult diapers than they do children's. And I was thinking, oh, is that because they're old? That's part of it. In the articles, even the Wall Street Journal about it, it's because they used to be such into cleanliness and taking hot baths twice a day that it's fun to poop on yourself. Again, just because you...
That's a drop.
Now, this is an amazing clip.
That's
a
drop.
Sorry.
It's
this
fun all, to poop on yourself.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
Japan's aging population is paving the way for a booming business. Adult diapers... And it's serious. The population shift in the country is so skewed that adult diapers are going to have outsold baby diapers by 2020.
So this is not what he's saying. This is,
yeah.
There's going to be more old people than babies in Japan by 2020. So possibly because they're having problems with population growth.
Okay.
Nobody's fucking.
Right.
And they are going to have an aging population. Where is she saying, and of course, I want to play the rest of this now, because I want to hear her say, and of course, it's because it's fun to poop in your pants.
According to Japan's Nikkei newspaper, the adult incontinence product market makes over $1 billion a year and is growing at a rate of between 6 and 10% each year. Now, according to Bloomberg News, in 2012, the number of Japanese over 65 hit a record 23.3% of the population. Now that's about 29.8 million people, and companies are viewing that as a huge opportunity to cash in.
Okay, so
there's nothing zero about the fact that the and he's like, and the Washington Post even said it, and the New York Times, and even regular newspapers are saying it. No, they covered it that yes, adult diapers are going to outsell.
The whole point of that old clip is that people are getting old in Japan and they're shitting in diapers.
Well, yes, and
that's
Alex
it?
Jones says that, and this is what, this is how, this is the misinformation.
Yes.
New York Times covered it, and the Washington Post covered it, and the Huffington, I'm reading from the, this is from the Huffington Post.
Yeah, yeah.
The Huffington Post is covering it. So obviously, they even know that people are shitting their pants in Japan just because it's fun. They like the warmth in between their cheeks.
Oh, that's so gross.
And it's a lie.
He's lying.
He's lying. It's not what, why adult diapers are booming in Japan. Adult diapers are, that's where the propaganda is and where the insidiousness is of these assholes, is there's grains of truth, or they take a true story and then flip it. He's telling all of his Jonettes or whatever
yes.
the hell he calls his,
no, I love
his
that.
Vile minions.
Alex and the Jonettes.
That he's telling them that mainstream media even has said, look, the Japanese like to shit their pants just because it's jolly.
Duh. Jeez. So
not
fucking
true.
Weird.
Now, though the outselling of baby diapers might happen before the 2020 guesstimate, this isn't the first time the country has seen this phenomenon. One brand sales of adult diapers in Japan exceeded those for babies for the first time 2 years ago. Now, take that and marry it with the fact that recent reports show that Japan's young adults are rapidly losing interest in sex entirely, therefore definitely not having babies. and you end up with a very unbalanced population.
There you go. Where in this story,
right,
did she, did I miss it? Did I skip by her saying, Japanese like to poop their pants?
This is so fucking stupid. You know, of course, God, if you're listening to this story and you believe Alex Jones, I mean, of course these white people that listen to him are like racist. Listen to how they understand people that aren't white.
And you know they're not going to read. They're going to go, they're going to see at the HuffPo or the WaPo or the New York Times or whatever. They're going to read adult. Here's the headline. Adult diapers to outsell baby diapers in Japan by 2020, says a report. Obviously, Alex is right.
Retweet.
Yeah, look.
Fucking share.
Japanese like shit in their pants because this is a fucked up world.
And that's why you can't argue with these people. They're fucking stupid. And then they believe Alex Jones. I mean, it's impossible.
Twisted like all those other people that I guess had repressive parents or whatever. You know, it's like Japan sells more adult diapers than they do children's.
Yes.
And I was thinking, oh, is that because they're old? That's
yes.
part of it.
No.
In the articles, even in the Wall Street Journal,
no.
it, it's because they used to be such into cleanliness and taking hot baths twice a day that it's fun to poop on yourself.
Nowhere. I want a citation in the
yes.
New York Times or in any mainstream media
Lame
outlet
stream.
That talked about adult diapers in Japan.
And let's follow his logic, which is insane.
Good luck.
He's saying that they love to take baths so much. It actually, if they shit themselves, it makes the bathing more interesting because they get to wash the shit off. Holy shit.
Maybe it's, yeah.
No pun intended. That's
again, just because you can, why do it? You know, see, but I'm the deviant now because I'm so into cleanliness, I'll take a shower if I can after I take a crap. You know what I mean? And these people.
This is insane.
The Japanese, the great, wonderful people, are now, I guess, the most popular bars they have are you know, into this kind of crap. I mean, what the hell happened to us, man?
I didn't know that.
You can go shit to shit bars in
oh,
Japan?
Yeah. Well, you order a pint, and then you take a shit on yourselves, and you can go to the changing station, and some attendant squirts you down with water.
Now, they do have those, like, toilet restaurants, right?
Yes,
where
absolutely.
You're sitting on a toilet.
Right.
You're not shitting, though. It's your chair. And it's the way they fucked up decorate the place.
It's an oddly themed restaurant.
Right.
It's like a rainforest cafe type of thing.
Right.
But a lot different.
But I don't believe there's a lot of defecation going on in the actual room where everyone's eating.
Still, who the fuck would think of that in the first place? God, do you want to go to a bathroom themed?
No.
Fucking, I'll go to the Hard Rock first.
Whatever happened to just enjoying Maybe. Yourself and being normal and being cleanly and being into wholesomeness? And I mean, I wouldn't want to go to a billionaire party where they're drinking blood and they bring little kids to the party.
Well,
please, citations.
Well, and also,
citations.
Yes, but Alex, you're kind of making all of this up out of your brain.
Right.
And I'm supposed to believe you have no interest in.
But he just went from a real story.
Yes.
Of adult diapers outselling kids' diapers.
Oh, yeah.
In Japan. To billionaires are having parties where they're passing kids around and drinking blood.
And he made all the little logical steps to get there if you're a right-wing nut job.
Which was none.
Yeah, right.
Right. And you don't need any because you're a right-wing nut job.
I don't know if it's human sacrifice. They got little kids at these parties. It's in the WikiLeaks. And you can Google these people and find them on their own Facebooks at the parties.
So, again, they trolled this poor guy that owns the that Comet ping pong pizza place, and they trolled his Instagram and his Facebook, and any picture he had with any kid,
right.
Somebody brought his kids, his cousin's kids.
It's a pizza place.
Somebody who brought their kids into the pizza place, et cetera, et cetera. Any picture he had with a kid is, oh, my God, look, where's his finger?
You know, I mean, my God, these Chunky Cheeses. Have you ever been to one of these?
Chuck E. Cheese, yeah.
Is it Chucky or Chunky?
Chuck.
There's no way.
Not Chunky Cheese.
They wouldn't
name it that.
Of course
they wouldn't be that spot on.
That's gross. But like, all these pizza places, they have children there because it's a pizza place.
Impacted ball cheese.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the Ping Pong Comet Pizza had games and things.
Ping pong tables.
That kids would like to do, and they had pizza.
And then there, I saw some of the lunatics. One of the lunatics that I banned summarily on our Facebook page. By the way, if you you want to get banned on our Facebook page, say that Pizzagate's true, and I'm not even giving you a moment. You're being banned. You could argue with us about policy, politics, all this shit. We're not going to spread lies and propaganda for the alt-right Nazi white supremacist.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fucks.
There's plenty of people doing that.
Won't do that. Won't tolerate it. Zero tolerance.
And no Adult Swim shit. None of this Aqua Teen.
Freaking little kids out with like goat's heads and blood and death. There's like a 5-year-old girl there and all dressed up looking like a demon. And she's obviously real scared but going along with it. And it's all about hurting her.
From Halloween.
She's probably in her costume having a great time.
There's a picture where you could see people are laughing and the little girl is laughing and she's got, it's not duct tape. It's masking tape, right? You know how easy, regular old masking tape, how easy it is to break masking tape. Her hands are taped to the table.
Right.
She's laughing.
Yes.
The adults around her are laughing. Oh my God. She's taped to the table so they can have access to her holes.
But it's what they want to see. They're seeing that shit. They're making it up.
And he's listing it. All these pictures of kids doing all this stuff. There's a goat in the background in one of them. You know what that means.
Hey, Trumpalos, they are taking advantage of you because you are stupid.
Yeah.
And you're dumb, and I don't know why you are. It doesn't fucking matter. But they're able to sculpt and create all these narratives that you'll fucking buy into. You'll buy into them so much, you'll take a gun somewhere and shoot up a place. And so, of course, you'll go.
That's a false flag, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's a liberal paid by Soros.
George Soros.
To discredit the Pizzagate.
Yeah, geez. George Soros he's so resourceful.
He's amazing.
How does he do it?
How do we have Trump? If Soros is this evil puppet master that they think wields all this control over everything.
Yes.
How do we have Trump? How has Trump not ended up at the bottom of the ocean somewhere or disappeared somewhere or has a grabber, wink, wink.
And to what you're saying, where's this evil liberal media then? Where's the evil liberal media? How is the evil liberal globalist media controlling everything if we've got a GOP House, a GOP Senate, and a goddamn Donald Trump shitler as president?
Right.
They're doing a shitty job of controlling the fucking country.
I want somebody to ask Trump about Pizzagate because you know he's way into it. Way into it.
Could you imagine if you're a nutball and you listen to Alex Jones and you believe his shit? You listen to this episode and you're walking around all day thinking what the Japanese like to do in their spare time is to go buy a diaper and shit in it. And then you get to take a bath and wash yourself off because that's fun. Nobody's into that. I mean, somebody's into it, but not the whole country of Japan.
Right. Maybe Germany a little bit more.
Oh, yes.
Parties, freaking little kids out with like goat's heads and blood and death. There's like a 5-year-old girl there and all dressed up looking like a demon that she's obviously really scared, but going along with it. And it's all about hurting her innocence.
It's all about hurting her innocence.
That's 50 times worse than the Japanese wanting to crap on themselves. I mean, it's just, where did this come from? I'm 42, about to be 43, and I enjoy the simpler stuff more than I ever did before. I'm not getting more decadent. I'm getting less decadent. I'm getting more conservative, not more wild. I mean,
it's not true. It's not true. You're talking about people fucking people and the kids in the back of a pizza place and Japanese shitting on themselves for Snicks.
He sounds like a fucking maniac.
I'm getting more conservative, not more wild. I mean, I thought in college, you know, if you were lucky enough to run into, you know, two hot chicks and, you know, you're sitting there at their apartment, you're like, my God, this is amazing, a menage a trois. I thought that's about as racy as I've ever been.
Take us through the whole story, Alex. Apparently somewhere you went to college.
Those women have killed themselves already if that actually happened.
Oh, immediately after they jumped out a window.
Or somewhere in a padded room in the fetal position in the corner.
Oh,
my fucking God.
I'm going to need a lot of Xannies.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones ringing in on Pizzagate.
You're walking around college, you're lucky enough to run into two hot chicks, and then, oh my God, menage a trois, I'm at their apartment. This guy is bananas.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting.
What does he mean? He's like, I don't understand what he meant by, why was he comparing how excited someone would be at the prospect of a menage a trois? What is he comparing that to? The excitement of shitting in an adult diaper?
He thought that that was the height of sexual nonconformity.
Oh, I see. But now everybody's just way out there.
Well, yeah. It's mainstream, man.
Alex, what would you rather have? Would you rather have a diaper or all of your own that you could just shit in? Or would you rather have that menage a trois from college? I don't know. Or both, maybe. Yeah. Perfect.
Who says it's mutually exclusive?
So when you go to Japan, do you need to take your own fucking diapers? Because, I don't know, you're going to go through a shit ton of them.
I would assume they're pretty readily available, it seems like they're.
This is nuts! He said that. Oh, he said that on his fucking news program, man. That's crazy.
What else is going on?
My God.
Good God. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on Crab Diving. We're here every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. live. Then we're out as podcasts, iTunes, and Stitcher. Help us out by buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Oh, shit.
A couple of other quick stories here.
Yes.
The most deceased-looking member of the Trump family, Eric. I mean, really, doesn't he look like... You're casting for background on
Deliverance,
any vampire show.
Oh yeah, to me he looked like one of them guys. Do you remember the guy in Deliverance that mounted Ned Beatty and raped him in that one scene?
Not specifically, but yeah,
that's who he reminds me of. You know, the gentleman that takes off his belt. And
I haven't seen I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
It's going down the tubers.
Oh yes. That scene where John Voight gets his neck belted to a tree, you're like, oh, shit, get me out of Georgia.
He's way into Trump now, right?
Oh, God damn it, man. I fucking forgot. See, the John Voight I think of, my John Voight, was in Midnight Cowboy. I'm not talking about Anaconda John Voight. You know what I mean? There's a difference.
Was he an Anaconda?
Oh, fuck, yes. Let me explain to you about Anaconda. He's the big villain in Anaconda. And there's the... this big scene, the end scene where they're squaring off against this fucking snake. The snake jumps out of the water. Well, it doesn't jump because he didn't have any fucking feet. He slithers,
jump, I guess, yeah,
climactically out of the water, and he scoops up the snake. Scoops up John Voight, swallows him, and then pukes him back up. And as he's being puked out, John Voight. I swear to fucking...
Spoiler alert, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you were going to watch this during the holidays.
He winks at the camera.
Oh, come on.
He looks directly at camera and he winks. Oh, it covered in like snake stomach fluid and shit.
Well, I hope he got paid.
Squeal. God. Squeal. Oh.
So, Eric Trump.
Oh, yes.
Son of our president-elect.
Raper of Ned Beatty.
Eric Trump?
Yeah, no, I was kidding. He said he looked like the guy in Deliverance.
Oh.
I was making a joke.
Tweeted out a story about in relation to Jill Stein's ongoing attempts at getting recounts, etc.
Okay.
And he tweeted this, quote, "The sad truth. The cost of Stein... Clinton's Wisconsin vote recount could have saved at least 5,000 children's lives."
Jill Stein kills children. Did you not know that?
It was a link to a Forbes column by a conservative dude arguing that the Green Party candidate Jill Stein should have used that $3.5 million to help prevent malaria in children. That she could have used it for actually something real, you know, because they're saying, these are the people who are screaming, "We need IDs to prevent voter fraud. And then you say, well, you know, if we have an audit and a recount, that'll really show us where we have problems.
You hate America. Why don't you spend that money on children, you evil person?
Well, you know, and you know what they could have spent that $3 million on? They could have bought a few more Tim Tebow football helmets.
Trump Foundation. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So, roundly, soundly, and voluminously.
Oh, yes.
Pilloried.
On great word.
Social media. He was pounded. And then the headlines all.
Was he teabagged?
The headlines all were Eric Trump humiliated on Twitter. So his little, oh, look, his sanctimony completely backfired. We tweeted, you know, if something to the effect of, well, how many children's lives could you have saved with all of the taxes you guys don't pay?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. What about that?
Here's somebody else tweeted. You know what else helps saving people's lives? Paying taxes. This person says, how many lives would your father's security costs in New York save? How about his big tax write-offs? You should be ashamed.
How about those gold chairs you guys all sat in for your fucking Trump family picture? Why don't you sell those, you little fucknut?
This one's great. So could the 24-karat gold-plated seatbelt buckles on your dad's plane? But democracy.
That is not true. Is that true?
Well, probably, yeah. He's got gold-plated and gilded everything.
It's crazy. What about his adult diapers? Are they lined with gold?
Only in Japan. Sad truth, if that money was donated to the Trump Foundation, it would have been spent on Trump portraits, Tebow gear, and legal fees.
Oh, yes.
This person's pretty straightforward. Dude, shut your hole.
Yeah.
The only children you care about are your own.
Right.
True.
If that.
So there you go. Donald, or not Don Jr., this is Eric. Eric Trump, the blonde, really pale, creepy-looking one.
Dreamy.
Is tweeting out that Jill Stein could have saved lives.
Now, fuck you.
Piece of shit.
I mean, Jill Stein is paying for a recount in an election won by a bunch of white supremacist Nazi fucks.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, somebody who is, I thought before the election that this person was lying.
Yes.
About wanting Donald Trump to win because kind of his income stream model.
Right.
Is based on scaring the living fucking shit out of people and they buy buckets of food for the apocalypse. So
I love
even
it.
Though he was out saying we need Trump.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Trump. We need Trump.
Everybody loves him.
I think he was secretly hoping that Hillary would win because then he could go on every day and say, oh, my God, look, the apocalypse. Look what evil Hillary is doing.
Right.
Trump won. So
it might really happen.
Now what?
Well, now
well,
what?
Well, we have an explanation.
Oh, shit. I can't wait.
Why would you?
By the way. What is this? $50 donation.
Okay.
Says on the screen. Stay on the air offer.
What?
Help support our ministry. He must be saying, we don't have any money. You've got to keep us on the air. We need $50.
God damn it. This is nuts.
Eat cat food for a week, you stupid old lady on Social Security. Send it to Reverend Baker.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you not want to have food in your house?
Absolutely. Right. I was having this conversation.
I'm telling you, people.
One tasty pantry deluxe food bucket.
Yes.
For $175, Ryan. At the bottom of the screen, it says 374 total savings.
That's a great deal. Who's that loon who just was talking?
No, it's some other. I can't see. It's on the cameras on him.
Oh, okay.
I'm
telling you, people. If you're not prepared, we are in the last days.
Right. Absolutely.
And if you want to be safe.
So we went from a clip we played, what was it, last week or a week prior of Jim Baker and Lori all just dripping from the crotches. They're so thrilled at how Trump won.
This is This just illustrates how stupid these people are and how shameless. Jim Baker has to be one of the most shameless motherfuckers ever. He wants to move that powdered soup no matter what.
And now we're in end times again all of a sudden.
Oh, yes, we are. Fuck yes.
And if you want to be safe and there's rioting in your street, what are you going to do? Is your mom going to walk down through those where they're burning and killing and all?
No, not at all. And
meanwhile, they're showing pictures of this is a riot?
No, gosh.
It's a few protesters standing around. It looks like a bonfire. It's not a car burning.
You know what's funny? He's telling you, if you don't buy this food, you're going to make your mother walk to the grocery store with the rioting brown people.
And a Negro will strike her with a brick.
Absolutely. By my
if
seat.
You love somebody, you're going to make sure that they have food in their home. You're going to make sure they have the necessities. I was having this conversation just yesterday with somebody that lives back in the Bay Area and their family. And they were saying no matter.
So they just showed pictures that are captioned New York riots.
Yeah.
By the way. And the third picture is a guy standing there that, with a sign that says, not my president, walking in peaceful protest.
Oh, okay. Wow. So what an upstart.
What kind of a riot is that?
It's the kind where Jim Baker tries to sell you powdered soup, I guess. Are they shitting in diapers?
This is, according to Right Wing Watch, Baker's co-host Sasha Voles, who is also there on the panel. She's the one saying, oh, yes. Oh, that's Lori who goes, ah, yes. But this is Sasha, who's right there along with the snake oil salesman.
And they were saying, no matter what, right now, it is not safe to go outside. It's not safe to drive down the street. And if you're not joining them, then you're against them. And so right now, it's getting to the point where they're even afraid to go out and
20-year shelf life food just popped up on the screen.
It's not
20-year shelf life. Yum, fucking yum.
Does that get sent to a lab and does someone, how do they know? Like, how is that number assigned to that food?
No, I have a feeling after the apocalypse, it's going to be diapers, roaches, and the buckets of this shitty food that are left because there's probably not a lot of natural ingredients in this stuff.
Could you imagine, dude?
You notice
if you believe it's not safe to go outside.
You notice they don't talk about the nutritional value
involved
in any of these.
I don't think that's probably not a good call.
Yeah, it's not safe to go outside.
She said that.
Right. To go out in the street.
Does have food in their home, but outside of them, who has that? But we want to make sure that you know right now that we have it available because we love you.
Oh, wait. Oh, they have it available because they love us.
Oh, is
we
that
have
it
available for you to buy.
Oh, yeah.
Because we love you. Not we're going to give it to you.
It's out of
because
the,
we love you.
It's out of the goodness of my heart, but get out that credit card, stupid.
All you have to pay is cost. I'm sure they're not marking this food up at all, Ryan.
God, these fucking marks that buy these buckets of fucking food.
6 months of total food for one person. Two buckets, 748 total servings, $325 donation or more plus shipping.
Oh, my God. Does it come? They say servings. Does it come with a little plastic scooper in each one so I know how much powder?
Or it's individual packets of shit.
What happens if they're... Here's what's up. What happens if the end of the world... What if God lied in the Bible? And what if the earth is once again destroyed by a flood? A flood comes through your bunker. You've got all your Jim Baker powdered food bullshit. It wets everything down, and all of a sudden, bam, you've got like 4 million tons of mac and cheese.
Suddenly you're drowning in fucking...
I'm knee-deep in
potato
clam
salad,
chowder.
Reconstituted shitty potato salad.
I'm drowning in 37,000 servings of fucking instant chili.
Because we don't want to see you suffer. We don't want to see your family suffer. I know for sure I don't want to see my family suffer. And that's why we believe in making sure you get prepared ahead of time. Ahead of time before these riots come to a neighborhood near you.
We're having a civil...
Before the riots, excuse me.
Listen, Pat.
I accidentally almost spoke truth.
They're like, hey, don't buy this if you're okay with seeing your family suffer.
This is
God
shameful.
Damn.
And shameless. Hucksterism.
There's nothing. If you buy into this shit.
You deserve to be fleeced.
Yeah.
On some level, it's Darwin. But if you're an adult whose parent is stupid and deluded and is a Jim Baker fan and is now spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on all this bullshit and sending money to Reverend Baker to the point where they're going to lose their house or they can't afford to eat. That's the harm that this ass fuck is doing.
Oh, yeah. It's shameless. God.
It's come to a neighborhood near you.
We're having a civil war. This is what God spoke to me before. Civil war between good and evil.
We are.
And these people.
A civil war between good and evil, which means.
Yes.
A civil war means it's a.
Right.
It's an entity fighting with itself.
Right. So he's
when were good and evil ever together?
Do you know what I think he did? The promo for that latest X-Men movie, Civil War, when Don LaFontaine goes, in a world.
Long dead.
Yeah. But Jim Baker just reads the intro.
It couldn't have been John LaFontaine.
Yeah. His son. But anyway, it just sounds like some bullshit.
We are.
And these people, I don't know how they can get by with what they're doing. I want you that haven't started storing food. I want you. Go to our website.
Yes.
There's a lot of food deals going on right now on our website. You can order food. You can get 7 years of food.
Right.
And you can get 1 year of food or two.
That's Lori chiming in, by the way.
Why the fuck is Sasha Bowles there if Lori's there? Lori, Jim has to hire Sasha Bowles because you're so fucking high on that Xanax.
There's a lot of...
Allegedly.
There's a lot of content to put out to sell this shit.
This Sasha Bowles person is irritating. I mean, Sasha, you need to have a conversation with your audience. Don't yell at me. God.
She's got shit to sell, man.
Oh, yes. Imagine if you're one of the ones not storing food away. My God. Listen to that. They're trying to make you feel shame you if you don't have.
I think this is really all she kind of does. I just Googled her and I really can't find anything else except for the fact that she's on the Jim Baker show. So
she's getting paid.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can get 7 years of food.
Right.
And you can get 1 year of food or 2 years. But I want to tell you something. You better be prepared.
Yeah.
1 year of food for one person, 4 buckets, 1,496 total servings, $650 donation or more, plus shipping.
If it's so important to get this food, Jim, why are you selling it? Why don't you just distribute it to the
masses?
That's
what I said earlier. If you love them so much, give it to them.
Sure. Why do you need my credit card number, you heathen?
I'm going to tell you something. You better be prepared.
Yes.
Because things are going to happen. And we must be prepared for what's coming on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
The war is going to get greater. Warfare is coming. God spoke that to me this morning, today. A civil war between good.
Oh, my God. He's reading. Like, he took notes. Like, he was sitting on the shitter this morning, and God was like,
spoke to
Jim.
Him.
Hey, Jim.
Do you think when Jim prays, he's got a special place in the house? No. This guy is.
He doesn't believe any of this shit.
Right.
He does not believe.
The Academy.
Can't convince me.
Should give that motherfucker an Oscar. He needs an Oscar. Not Tom Cruise.
And evil. The revelation days are here. Praise God.
Oh, praise God.
These people in the background that, you know, kind of mimic or just. They say things in response.
Well, he said here he might be calling for the oxygen tanks.
It's sure.
Jim's audience.
I need the Viagra.
Defibrillator table 4.
Shit.
Someone's choking on a reconstituted soup. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure that you prepare for the coming of Negro apocalypse. Because all the rotten in the street, it's just a matter of time for it comes to your house somewhere in central rural Kansas.
God damn it. And meanwhile, the Japanese, I mean, they're just buying up all the adult diapers.
They're so stupid.
God,
it's just embarrassing. It's just embarrassing.
Well, they'll believe anything.
Really?
When these marks, these loons that listen to either Alex Jones and Jim Baker, they are hopeless. There is nothing I can do. There's nothing you can say to them to make them to get it.
All right.
Whatever it is, who knows? Stupid.
There is, I guess maybe there's some hope going on.
Get me a dapper.
Even Fox News mentioned that the Pizzagate is a fake news story.
Oh, yes.
I guess that's a little cookie we could toss their direction.
Good Lord.
But there's a story over at themediamatters.org.
Effete.
And they're saying that nightly news programs are actually, you know, the lamestream media is actually picking up on this bullshit a little bit and maybe fighting back. It says NBC, CBS, and ABC all examined how a fake news story can lead to real-world consequences. To that asshole wandering in to Comet Ping Pong and discharging his fancy AR-15.
And the only thing, the only purpose of these fake news stories is to generate income, right? Like Google ad clicks or shit like that.
Conservative media outlets have typically downplayed fake news story, calling them silly and nonsense. Nobody pays attention to them.
Yeah, it's the only way we make money.
But now broadcast nightly news programs have been reporting on how this fake news can have dire consequences.
Jeez.
The NBC correspondent Tom Costello reported on NBC Nightly News that the Pizzagate fake conspiracy began with Clinton WikiLeaks and an email stolen from campaign chief John Podesta about a fundraiser involving a restaurant. This is shit
God
that we just
it.
Read.
All it is, they just take a thread of anything.
4chan users then suggested without any proofs whatsoever that the word pizza was code word for kid fucking. So, I'm translating. This is what they said on NBC.
So then they proliferate all that information and people believe it because, God, it's all over the place.
From there, it spread to Reddit and YouTube, feeding fake online news stories, jumped to Facebook and Twitter. And the D.C. police, all federal agencies say there's nothing to this. They're discredited rumors about sex trafficking. But... this was shared, I think, did we talk about this? President-elect Trump's choice for National Security Advisor, General Michael T. Flynn, that crazy nut job general.
Oh, he's a loon.
Who's going to be our National Security Advisor, apparently.
He's a xenophobic dickhead, man.
In a role where you can't, his son is a real shit drizzle. He's the guy who originally tweeted. He's tripled, quadrupled, quintupled down on Pizzagate. I was looking at his Twitter feed yesterday, and he's really just a loathsome
Michael
subhuman.
Flynn?
Michael Flynn is his name. He's the son of...
General Flynn still believes in Pizzagate?
I don't know about him, but his son, his son has been pushing it.
God!
And when he was raked over the coals in social media and regular media, he's
insane.
Bathing in it in his Twitter feed. Oh, I love the fact that the lamestream media is trying to cover up all the evidence of Pizzagate.
Good God.
He's the chief of staff of the guy who is going to be our national security advisor. And he tweeted out something about his father earned all these medals and earned all this notoriety for being a... like it's my way or the highway leader or something like that. or he said it's not. He's not a my way or the highway. But everybody that knows the guy says that's exactly what he is. That's why he was let the go by Obama is that he is a nut. He's crazy.
Obama couldn't work with him.
And but this national security advisor position is somebody who needs to be a diplomatic arbiter of the information going to the president. He can't be the raving partisan lunatic.
Yeah. He's got to be the voice of reason.
He's got to be a voice of reason that takes the raving, screaming lunatics and turns it into what's real and what isn't. But instead, we now have just raging lunatics.
Right.
That are going to be advising the other raging lunatic in the White
House. God, it's insane.
Ugh. It's exhausting.
I put a story out about General Flynn. It's got a lot of his background on it. I tweeted it out and put it on the Facebook.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
We're not going to be bored for the next 4 years. That's what you...
die. We'll be back tomorrow, hump day, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Coast. Don't forget iTunes and Stitcher and crabdiving.com. Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit, buy it through our hole at Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Also, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Go to his Twitter feed, at Radar Comedy. Go to his website, RadarComedy.com, or his Instagram, at Radar Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, at Vile Experience, also freaking Vile.
And we will see you all tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.